Just over a month ago, Burma's deadliest storm in 40 years struck the country, killing tens of thousands of people and rendering millions homeless. The United Nations says aid agencies have managed to reach 1.3 million victims in the worst-hit parts of the Irrawaddy Delta. Spokeswoman for the UN Organization for the Coordination of Humanitarian Assistance, Elizabeth Beers, describes this as progress.
However, with regard to the beneficiary, it's important to note that most of these persons have been reached with inconsistent levels of assistance. For example, assistance provided is not sustained and in some cases is well below requirements. That's why there remains a serious lack of sufficient and sustained humanitarian assistance.
Nevertheless, compared to the weeks following the cyclone disaster, the humanitarian situation has improved. The Burmese military rulers, which had rejected most offers of foreign aid, finally relented under intense international pressure. Relief supplies now are regularly being flown into Rangoon, and Beer says it now is much easier for UN international staff to go out into the field to help the victims. She says UN foreign workers are granted access to these areas within 48 hours after notifying the authorities. But she says the Burmese authorities do not accord the same privilege to foreign specialists working for international and non-governmental agencies such as the International Red Cross Federation and Save the Children. And this, she says, is hampering the effectiveness of the humanitarian operation.
We would urge the government to extend this expedited clearance to all international NGOs who are working in Myanmar. Their staff are urgently required on the ground.
Beers says international experts have begun an important assessment mission to the stricken area to get a clear picture of all the needs. She says a full report will be ready toward the end of the month. In the meantime, foreign aid groups are calling on the Burmese authorities to stop closing cyclone relief camps. Human rights groups have condemned the authorities for evicting displaced people from government shelters and pushing them to go to the homes that have been swept away. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.